It's Pat Tui. I'm the building contractor maintenance for B&Q.
Now, could you just tell me, Pat, you were here when this happened?
Yeah.
It's a lot of glass there. What exactly happened? What did you see?
The wind, basically, we just heard the banging, turned around, and the wind had caught the corner of the building, and you can see the straps broken and pulled the glass off, and with that, it just pulled all the centre rails and caused the front of the building to fall out.
Now, it's the entire front, isn't it, to the right-hand side
here? It is. It's a full section of wind. It's all across the front.
How high would you say that is there?
I would say about 5 metres to the top of it, about 30 feet.
30 feet of glass. It now lies just outside the front of the building. Were people inside at the time?
As far as I know, there was. And as far as I know, Dunham evacuated everybody as quick as they could and made it safe, sectioned off the car park and just made it secure.
It must have been a terrible shock for anyone inside.
It would be. But high winds like that there today, I mean, it's dangerous anywhere.
Winds are picking up and the entire building is cordoned off here at Dunelm. Glass lies just by the automatic doors of the building. It appears to have come from the first floor, where an entire panel of glass, metres high, has been shattered.
I was just coming up to have a look. I didn't even notice that at the beginning.
So when you came up and you saw the damage, what were you thinking?
I don't know what to think, really. The one did that.
Yeah.
Oh, bless, it's terrible, isn't it?
You've just pulled up. You were going into the store, were you?
Yeah, we were, yeah.
And when you survey the damage, when you saw what happened here, what were you thinking?
I wonder if anybody hurt. We didn't realise. I thought it was like a window down at the bottom, and then I looked up and I seen it was the whole panel. No, it's really terrible. Like, it's, somebody could have been killed.